I want to speak about not so close to me lemaise. The move mevar the Indian. I know it's a lot of chidushim, but I think maybe Torah is a little more than we need. The halacha is kaimelon mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. Mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. Rashi in Chulin says pshat in the Gemara mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. Shem mitzvahs nitnu liYisrael loy lehenes nitnu. Loy leShem Anoel or Gzeras Melech aleihem. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says elu leOilo tzavoreihem. Rashi Sukkah says at the Gemara that lulav shel avodah zarah lo yitol. Ve'im yinot al yotzo ve'af al gav di isur ha'anoya ninu de mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. Ein kiyum mitzvah sa'anoya sa guf el avodas eved l'raboy. And this halacha of mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. It looks alemol, it looks to me alemol. Shena halacha mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. It's a sugya in Shas. But it's not so negia lemaise, aloha lemaise. We'll see that maybe, I don't know exactly what will be the answer, but we'll see maybe kimat all of the alochas that are negia to us, in Chishabes and mur alochas, are totally in the avon of this klal, of mitzvahs lav lehen es nitnu. And the Yesod of Mitzvahs Lav Lehen is Nitnu. Before we start the Nafkiminas La Aloche, that are Nogia to us Lemaise, we have a Po Machlekes in Rishoinim and the Gather of Mitzvahs Lav Lehen is Nitnu. The first Machlekes is a Machlekes Ran and Rashbo. And the Gather of Mitzvahs Lav Lehen is Nitnu. Now I'll explain. The Ran learns, what is the Gedder Mitzvah Slav Lehen Es Nitnu? The Moshe will take the example of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah. Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah, Lo Yitol. V'im Not Al Yotzo. Why? I am shokling a Lulav Shel Avodah Zarah. I'm enjoying, I'm doing a Mitzvah. Gewaldig. That is Mitzvah Slav Lehen Es Nitnu. We don't consider the mitzvah anoy. Mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. But what would be if in the same time that I'm doing the mitzvah slulev, I have a physical anoy? There is no shaykhah to say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. What is the shaykhah to say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu? Mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu means the anoy from the gishmak of asiyas ha-mitzvah is slav lehen es nitnu. Or if I have a physical annoyance at the same time, there's no reason to say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. No reason to say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. And in the Rashbo state, no. Even if I will have a physical annoyance at the same time, we'll say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. Where is the echatim? The Gemara says that if a person made a neder to his wife, Koinam tashmishech olai. The nether is chal. Frag the Ran. Mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. It's a mitzvah pruvel vu. Zog the Ran. But it's not only the mitzvah. You're not nether from the mitzvah. Here's the anoas tashmish. You have a physical anoa at the same time. Zog the Ran. Physical anoa is also. Do raya. Hanoi der anoa min amayon. Toivel by Moisach Kshomim, Avalay by Moisach Amo, because his body gets cooled. So we see that physical annoy is not on Mutter. And the Rashba asks the same Kashe, and he doesn't answer this Teretz. He answers, Efshar be Isho Acheres. So the Mutter roots him. What? Right, so, okay, the Omru Efshar, this is what I'm saying. Rashba's marich the metaretz. It's totally by her, but mele mitzvah is totally in someone else. But mele we don't say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. The achronim learned that we have a machlekes ran in Rashba. When I have a physical annoy at the same time, if we say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu, or we don't say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. This is the first machlokes. Avada will have to know what the Rashba will answer and the kasha from the Ran. Why you're not allowed to be toivel in the mayan and in moisachamot? So what if I have a physical anoe of a mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu? So if Efshar bin Yanacher, could be I could go to a different mayan. Some achronim answer, when I go out of the mayon, I'm cooling myself up. Shabbat, what do you mean? When I go out, means later, when I'm not in the mayon already, or stop, the way out and the way in, see later it's nigga. This is one shayla that we have, one machlekes. Second machlekes we have, if only in mitzvahs d'oraisa we say mitzvahs lav le'enes nitnu, also in mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Also in mitzvahs d'rabbanan. The Balamor says only in mitzvahs d'oraisa. In mitzvahs d'rabbanan we don't say mitzvahs lav le'enes nitnu. Avad alad of achroini matr tzach, what is the difference below this? What is the difference below this? The Yontif says the Pesach Hezbo. So Shalif, and Rabbi Chanukah, we say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu or not. The Maisa, we pass in mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu, a filu b'de Rabbonu. It's a lot of rayas. Most of the Rishonim hold like this. It's rayas in the Shulchan Aruch. But we pass in a filu b'de Rabbonu, mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu, de lo yikibar amor. And the third shayla is, Lekatchila, you also say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu or not? So Mishnah LeMelech on it, we will say now the tzerich ha'inyan, that afilu lekatchila we say mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. What Shevish Lav Edizore lo yitka boy is because Gzei Hashem Yimoshech Achara Edizore. But Lemoshel, the case that the Shulchan Aruch brings down and Tov Reish Chofei, I wanted to listen carefully to the case. A goy bought a lulav to the shtot. You allowed to shakel the lulav in Yom Tov or not? You enjoy it. You have a mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch allowed to. Mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. Ma'aseh Shabbos is also mitzvah isur anoa. Mele mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. So kaim alon mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. And Abu Hazai will start to ask the shaylos. I will start with the first kasha. The first kasha Rav Hutner asked. Fragt Rav Hutner, if it's a klal of mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu, fragt Rav Hutner Hazai. Why you make a moitzi lechem min haoretz when you eat matzah b'leil haseder? Mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu, so you're not nene from the matzah. If you're not nene from the matzah, so don't make a moitzi lechem min haoretz.
Eating all the matzah also.
What?
Eating all the matzah also.
Ba, we'll get to the terz. The river is Ephraim. Ephraim Grimblad wants to say like you, in a second we'll slug this up. Yeah? Aber, we'll start with the kasha from Rav Hutner. As I fragt Rav Hutner. Fragt Rav Hutner, why we make a moitzi lechem min haoretz, an achilas matzah, mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu? And, you also have a teretz? Now speak. Not before, yeah? And I'll explain more. The Gemara says in Brochas that the reason that is a kol anenem in ha'ilu vazeh b'lei broche ki ilu mo'al. Kol anenem in ha'ilu vazeh b'lei broche ki ilu mo'al. If kol anenem in ha'ilu vazeh b'lei broche ki ilu mo'al, and in Me'ila state that shayfo shel ha'ilu lo yitka bo'i v'im toka bo'i yotzo, zog the Gemara rosh ha'shon adav chofei, kaz mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. Mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. So here you have a starke kasha. As I fragt Rav Hutner. And I saw some achroinim already bring down, ke'ein them, neklichemdo. So, the Rebbe of Ephraim sent Rav Hutner a letter. Maybe I'll be madgish, it's not stam akasha. Maybe you say, Eilechanambi, you don't have to make a brocha, and if you want, you could. I heard someone to say such a teretz. The Shut Elef Lechol Shleimer from Reb Shleimer Kluger brings down the Shaila. Every year I get the Shaila. Lela Seder. People forgot to make a Moitzi Lechem min Haaretz. Because you make Moitzi Matzah anyways. Yeah? So some people don't realize that you say two brochas. So Reb Shleimer Kluger Tainas that could be you're not Yoitzi Bichlal. Why? Because Mitzvah Boba Aveire. On a brocha is kilu gozor sa kudish boruchu. Mitzvah abba ba'aveir in adiyoitz, so you have to eat matzah again? You can't fix it already. No, next year, remember, if you forget. So, you're not adiyoitz. As I go, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wants to say that could be that while you made a moitzi matzah, you're also not gozor. So, why is this that he learned that it's a isur gomu?
Isn't there 2 days in the Gemara?
What?
The second day in the Gemara?
What?
Two reasons why you make a
bracha. Oda kilu mal, oda kilu gozal, what's made it? Oda me'ile, oda gzeile. So, I've had a Rebbe learned that Birkas Hanenim is a isu on a bracha. Some learn it's only a chiyuv mitzvah, we spoke about once. And a bazunder is shir. It's not some shal if you make a bracha or not. So, the Rebbe Ephraim wanted to say that vali efshar letzamtzem. And he will eat a little bit more. So the bracha is taken out for the first kazais. But first, this doesn't help Rav Shlomo Kluger, yeah? Rav Shlomo Kluger has learned that the first kazais, Rav Shlomo Kluger is given, Gotel Bedoiroi. Gotel Bedoiroi. And once someone told Rabbel Soloveitchik, Rav Shlomo Kluger, 2 days he didn't want to speak to him. I'm not so sure, but I think that he spoke to him about the first chakir. If someone has kids, talmidim, if his yoytze pruv ervu, al tzbonim harayim ki talmidim. So that person says, I'm bond by Reb Shlomo Kluger. So he didn't want to speak to him for 2 days. Anu zogetak, this is the pshat in the parsha. It says that that's Tainini Paro, he told Paro that they're not sure they see he's born today, this kid is born today. Moshirim Shal Yisrael, they're not so sure if he's a Yid or a Goy, but he's born today. Shavod Nezach. They mamish could see Klo today, but they couldn't, they missed Yisrael and Goy, they were telling Paro, listen, we could see, I'm telling you he's born today. Exactly, we can't see exactly where. But so how you see? Well, you see or you don't see? So they say, that the Gemara says, Kol HaMegadon is Ben Chaveiro Kilu Yoldei. So the Maize, he was born by Yiddish Imame, but he grew by Paroi. So Mitzad Aaron, he looked like a guy, he looked like a Yid, that's the Yid Paroi, he couldn't chap what was going on. He said, we see him a guy, we see him a Yid. So we see today, but this chap, that he will be born, this that he couldn't see Klo, he looked like a Yid, he looked like a guy. But Mikol Mekoyim, so Reb Shlomo Kluger learns that the Maize...
The third point, he was born by Yid, I asked him, how are we?
What?
Matzah
tavli,
not
yetzah? No, mitzvah b'aveira. Shall we forget? Tastes like the kash, why I need a posuk? Lochem. Tepuim tzal mitzvah b'aveira. Ramban, psoch lamed hei. Aber mikol mekoim. So he wanted to say yefshar letzamtzim. So first, it's a very big doichak. What helps the yefshar letzamtzim? It doesn't help. But more from that, Rav Hutner answered him that Barazei, the Amoitzi is a hefsek. Make a Amoitzi, you eat the first kazais, and then you eat the other part. More from that, itayna, that if it's mitzvah slav lehen, it's nidnu, pashas also pikas amosin, you're not chayav. Vezer, the klichem already brings like that as a tzad. So it doesn't help you have shal tzamtzim. It's more right. So this teretz lechura doesn't answer the shaila. So again, so the shaila is why we make a bracha. So ando v'zogin a teretz maybe is shita sarambam that The Rambam learns Eirechanami that an Isur Meile Taka is no heter of Mitzvah Slav Lehen is Nitnu. And Shofar Shel Oilo Lo Yitka Bo Yivim Toka Bo Yotza, the Rambam says, why it's Mutar, so we know the Gemara says, Mitzvah Slav Lehen is Nitnu. The Rambam states, because Koil Vemare Vereach En Bo Mishum Isur Meile, Ve'im Mishum Shenene Mehakoil, Mitzvah Slav Lehen is Nitnu. The Mishnah learns that on Gezel, we don't say Mitzvah Slav Lehen is Nitnu. On Isur Meile, the Isur Gezel doesn't help Mitzvah Slav Lehen is Nitnu. Maybe we'll be marchi with it. So they wanted to answer, maybe Bechai Gavnetz also on Isur Gezel, also maybe it's no heter of Mitzvah Slav Lehen is Nitnu. But that's the kasha. So the maisa, the shaila is what is the answer? Why the maisa we make a birkas haneni? Well, again, I'm sorry, for sure, the whole kasha is only for the Rashba. I forgot the masbe. Avada. The fideran, we're not asking a kasha. Avada, the kasha is only al derech harashba. The first shlav, the first kasha we're discussing is avada, we're only discussing it al derech harashba. Al derech haran, avada, the kasha is nishken kasha. So I'm saying, if the pshat will be, some achronim want to say like that.
No.
Some want to say like you, but then there's no isur mor. So maybe avadah b'shnei meklug yashayla will not be a shayla. And that is not a real bikas anenim. It's bad. It's not bikas anenim. Bikas anenim was for nenim. Bikas anenim was for someone who's enjoying. You say it was a bazundra takonas brocha here, and you could learn like this, and maybe it's a bazundra. It's not the same takona. Dear, it's nene, and here's not nene. Chazal said, "Kuna nene mo'ilam hazeh." You're not mitzvah slav lehenu is nitnu. Chazal. Mitzvah slav lehenu is nitnu.
What?
Mitzvah slav lehenu is nitnu. Chazal.
Now
you're saying a shtickle tegel. It's not a get to
chazal.
One second, you answer me a different time. This side. First you answer me, lad. First you answer me, chazal and attacking anyway. Now you're telling me, here is nene. Well, maybe it's a tegel. I'm not saying it's not a tegel. But it's already a different tegel.
The Rashba, I'm nene, right?
The Rashba says, I'm not nene.
No, he says that the
Isser,
that
there's no Isser if I'm not. Why is no, maybe explain to me why. What? Isser is Tolian Chiyuv. Chiyuv, Isser Tolian Chiyuv. A person's nene, if I eat something. The Rashba says, it's not the Alzonu Donim. Everyone tries to say a Hezbo, what is the Pshat in the Shver Rashba? Why it's mad? It's not Esser Dechalois, it's an Isur Hanoe. Hashem doesn't let you to nene from the Isur. But if I'm doing a mitzvah, mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu. So I understand that Anoas and mitzvah slav lehen is nitnu. Zog the Rashba, every Anoas Aguf that comes together is not called. If the Lomdus is like Reb Shimon, that the Isur and Isur Hanoe is Tzunemen Hanoe, and Nechmach the mitzvah is not called Nechnemen Hanoe. All the Vantegas, why it's not called Hanoe? It's Oila Tzavor, a person is not enjoying it. Every Achor tries to say a pshat. So some want to say, what are you trying to say? Some want to say, what will say? Even at Mitzvah Slav Lehen is Nidnu, but the Metzias is Anoy. Not the Pshat that is no Anoy, but Metzias is Anoy. And Be'etzem, it's a big, big shayla the Imre Bino. The Aloch is, that Gemara says, Esa Dechaloisese, we call it Terekula. From where we know Esa Dechaloisese? Klein Betzitzis. Klein is Mutter Betzitzis. Frank the Imre Bino, the aloch is that Klein is only also if you have a Anoe. If you don't have a Anoe, the Gemara says, Moichriksus, Moichim Kedarkom, will eventually escape Nula Anoe. So what is the right that Esa Dechaloisese from Klein Betzitzis? If I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm not over climb. As I find the Besalevi. So the Besalevi, Belevisha, you don't have to have a no. Some Achronim say, the Kilaim is in the Tzitzis, the Anoah is in the Beged, the Mitzvah is in the Chutim. If we will answer, and I think Rebbe Cholon wanted an answer, was the Shaychas. Kilaim needs to have a no. But the Mitzvah is a no here. The Isur is not Nenef from Kilaim. The Isur is Levisha's Kilaim. It's a Tznaev Anoy. Anoy we have. So this is basically what we're trying to say now in Birkas Hananis. But all of the Achronim, Nish Gila to say. So if we will answer like Rebel Chon, the Lake Abis Alev, the Lake Aim Rebin, and the Lake, all these Achronim, so in the Hanami, we'll say you say that Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nidnu Sidoa Anoedo. Sidoa Anoedo. No, it's not enough to be Mechayev. But if not, to be very shvel. If not, Mechor, to be very shvel. This is the first love. The first love. The answer, we could ask this question, you wanted to answer, Efshal HaTzamtzev, what's with Erev Yom Kippur? Why you have to make a bracha when you eat Erev Yom Kippur? There is everything when you eat, you make a mitzvah, yeah? So it's very shvel, you can't answer Efshal HaTzamtzev. Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah to eat. So, only if we'll say that maybe it's a mitzvah's reshus. And you have to know if in mitzvah's reshus, we say, as mitzvah's lav le'enes nito. But I will get back to it in a second. But I'm saying, it's a dvorim chadoshi. Remoshe Feinstein, in Igros, or Achaim Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Chavov, brings down that this tshuva was written when he was in Russia, in Lublin. Was no kosher and mikveh there. Says Bavus that Reb Moshe with his rabbitson, what they did is, Chosh with people are misasik in a mikveh. You have to make a mikveh to Klal Yisrael. So what do you do? So they went and they dug a mikveh near the swimming pool, the town covered swimming pool, and they managed to make a hole to make a shoke. And they told the ladies of the mice, if you go to the swimming pool, now it was one day a week that. But the mice think that the Yiddish Freud could have gone to the swimming pool, yeah? To go to Al Chatzitza, but everything the Mitzvah was Shabbos. The problem was that the guy that worked in the mikveh was a Yid, and he warmed up the water on Shabbos, Maise Shabbos. So the Maise Shabbos is also Bano. Not, when it's not warm in Russia, there was no chatimtza to go, yeah? I'm even yovin, freezing ice, yeah? Abel, you can't go when it's very cold, you'll be choishish letov lo karoi. So Reb Moshe writes a tshuva, very big tshuva. And there's a lot of aveyas to go to hot water. It's a isur echitza in Shabbos, like you're not allowed to go even to a mikveh, hot mikveh in Shabbos, yeah? There's an isur gomu, yeah, some people don't know about it. So this Reb Moshe is busy with that part. After Reb Moshe takes care of that part, so Reb Moshe was like, when a person goes to Hat Mikveh and Shabbos, yeah, so I don't know if Erbach would say that if a person goes on a train in Shabbos in London, Mistom has no issue. The train is going anyway, it's like Lamala Me'asoa. But as Mimachdos Me'is Tashegetz. He says, if you go into Hat Mikveh and Shabbos, it's a Yisro Gomo, he said. But we make this mace the Eilike Yid. I don't know if you're going to say anything. I don't know if you're going to say anything. I don't know if you're going to say anything. But we come to the there, we speak about a mikveh that was warm Friday, and you walk in Shabbos. It's not mace Shabbos. It's only a shayl of Yisro Chitze. So Yisro Chitze, and Boke Mitzvah, Chazar, we're going to Chazar, we're not going to. It's a gzeira to rinse, it's not gzeira as mechatzois, it's not gzeira as mechatzois, it's called a merchatz. Not going in, this is Sforim were written down. But here, they warm the water in Shabbos. So like the Moshe, mitzvah slav le'enes nitno, aloha k'de rashpa. And the Maisi was matir to them to go into the mikveh. The Maisi was matir. I heard I called today the mishpoche. The Maisi goes in the mishpoche. But it was Tkufas later that was also that Lemaisa Reb Moshe himself, I don't know if in Shabbos or not, Reb Moshe himself didn't want to be Soymach, his rabbits didn't want to be Soymach on this mikveh. It's not because Shabbos. So they didn't go. That Tkufas, all that years, Reb Moshe doesn't have kids because they didn't go to the mikveh back in then. Oh, but I heard in the family, but he sent his mishpacha to go to the mikveh, not to be Moitzilas on the mikveh. The Maisi himself was not Soymach on the mikveh. But I don't think that he went to Shabbos because then Tak is no heta. But Mikol Makoim.
4 years.
So, but the Maizah they went. This is not Tzoyma. So, Maizah is Mistom, even though the Tshuva he says was only in Shabbos, Mistom and the Maizah was also times Nisht in Shabbos, Lefi the Cheshm. So I asked someone to ask some David exactly how that story fits with this Tshuva that the Maizah and Moshe says that was in Shabbos. But because when Moshe wants to be Matir, Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu, Wuda Noah Guf is Mechirch like the Rashba. That Iker HaPsak is like the Rashba, both Pesim al Nishnazay. But he wants to tie that Iker HaPsak like the Rashba, the Mele to be Matir. We have to know if the answer in the Mayon is when you go in and out. So you have to know exactly. Why here is no Isur in and out? You should have to know what the Rashba will answer exactly. Mai Shlomi Mayon. Why in Mayon? If the answer is in Mayon, Efshor Be'acher, here was no Efshor Be'acher. It's the only one in the town. If the answer in Mayon, but as Eli Meisach, Moshe wanted to be Matir, B'Shah Satchak, to be Samech on the Rashba.
Tefillah takes only 1 second after that one.
So you go out. Yes. This is Mayon. Mayon is also Azay. The Ran didn't answer, it takes 1 second. The Ran has the kashif in mind, the Ran is mechir, but the Nasa Guf Be'ad and Mitzvah, we don't say Mitzvah Slav Le'enes Nitme. Aye, it takes only 1 second. So, it's not that they're glad to say, oh, but it takes 1 second. Shail is, oh, but the Rashba has to answer it. Well, the Ran doesn't have to answer it. But the man in the Svore. What do you say? Because here, when you go off in the Mayon, you feel fresh. Masha'egen, that's a claw. So the shadow, what does that know? The Mayon, when you start to walk out of the mikveh, Luyitzu, the water will be freezing now. It will be very cold for you. So the Mayon, you warmed. So, this is not so claw. Right? That kind of swallows what you're saying. It has to be. It's a very long tshuva. We'll go a step weiter. So all of this we think it's not Nagya so much to us. It was 2 weeks ago in Ramot, in Shabbos, the electricity popped in the shul. And the guy fixed it. It was a guy, but... And the Rav there gave a shear. And the frumers came over to the Rav and they told him, how are you giving a shear? Not kosher electricity. So he said that 40 years ago, he was in Yeshivas Chevron, and there was a parka, there was no chashmal, and the company came in Shabbos and they fixed it. It was Lel Shabbos. I was sitting and learning Chevron Yeshiva Lel Shabbos. I was sitting and learning the whole night. And they went to ask him, Mr. Yanke Fisher. He said, Mitzvah Slav Nanas did. The Isur is the Nana for Maisa Shabbos. While the Isur is the Nana for Maisa Shabbos, Mitzvah Slav Nanas did. So while Mitzvah Slav Le'enes Nitnu, you're allowed to learn. And I say, it's a Sefer Yalkut Yosef. Sefer was printed recently. And he brings down there that Yeshua Imrim, that if electricity went, you're in a hotel for Shabbos, and a Yid puts on the electricity, you're allowed to learn. Mitzvah Slav Le'enes Nitnu. Talmud Torah.
So if I get a guy to turn on,
you're not allowed to tell him to do it.
And once it takes turned on,
you're allowed to learn. This is not learning. Learn
in the dark.
What?
Learn in the dark.
So what? That's it's easier to learn with light. This is not that. This is not. And here's not the Rashba. Here's not the Rashba. Here's everyone. And Brad said. What? Then that shit, yeah, he had to use Svarim, he was using Svarim, you know what I was reading? No, again, what you never stop from the electricity is also, but what you're allowed to learn. You're not mechuyif, it's not supposed to. If a yid puts a light in your room, as Mishbu says, you're not mechuyif to walk out of the room. It's not supposed to mechuyif to walk out of the room. But you're not allowed to read it, Mishbu says. The person can't force me to leave my house because he put on the light. But I'm not allowed to tell us, mitzvah's not allowed. And Abba Azay, now we come to the Shaila. So Abba Azay comes out of the Shaila. You know, some people in Marshall, you go to, you have a Kiddush in Shabbos. It happens a lot of times. And the caterer, you know, warm the food in Shabbos. It's not locha, it's not allowed to be done, right? Shaila, why not? So the Shabbos is a mitzvah. Mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. Einik Shabbos. So that's all that you're allowed to eat in all these not kosher hotels in Shabbos, yeah? As mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. Now the teretz is in all these hotels, the isur is not only isur hanoi, it's isur achille. Chazir, maisres, yeah? So that type of mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu doesn't help. That type of mitzvah slav lehen es will not help. And this is true in mitzvah slav lehen es will not help. But on the isur hanoi, on the musik of isur hanoi, if you have an isur hanoi, so we'll say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. We'll say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. So the shayla is why the shulchan baskets? So the kasha is why the shulchan aruch baskets? That ma'aseh Shabbos is also. Ma'aseh Shabbos is also. And the gedder of the isur is isur hanoi. L'chur say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. Oh, so here, this is the shayla. Say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. And Pashas is not a mitzvah kiyum. I mean, even that ba'etzim could be you don't. You have to know how to look on Shabbos. To look at like a mitzvah kiyum is a mitzvah kiyum. But here the shayla is ba'etzim. Why we don't say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu? Why we don't say mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu? And the mele I'll be allowed to be nene for ma'aseh Shabbos. So why the shulchan aruch paskens alemol? But if something was cooked in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nene. Something was cooked in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nene. As shoygeg b'meizin, and the ghetto of the shulchan aruch is alemol. The ghetto is the isur hanoi. Like Moshe himself said, klapi de mikveh, that it's the ghetto from the isur hanoi. If the ghetto is the ghetto from isur hanoi, if the ghetto is the ghetto from isur hanoi, same mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. So this be'etzim is a kasher. So if we pass it like the Rashbo, it's not a kasher. The Rabbi Yosef wants to prove from here, and we pass it like the Rashbo. We're not a goof bad mitzvah is also. But if we pass this again, I'm saying, when we're speaking about learning, the Moshe, Rabbi Yosef, in his sefer, there brings down that even you're allowed to learn, but not to reach Shtayim Mikra Vechatav. Suge biyun ye. Why? Shtayim Mikra Vechatav was a mitzvah d'rabbonon. Mitzvah d'rabbonon, mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. I also have to add this mistake when you ask. Yeah? He says, lekatchila lechura not to reach Shtayim Mikra Vechatav. It's a mitzvah d'rabbonon. And one wanted to bring a raya, is a sefer katmoin that brings down, forgot the name of the sefer, that Klei Kodesh is called. It was a sefer 200 years ago. It brings down that it was a sefer Torah that the letters had like a little bit glue. So it's possible, yeah? If you scribe it off, it's kosher. So the Baal Kodesh fixed it. It's a Yisrael Deraisa and attacking money, but so he fixed it. Then they put it back down on the Kodesh. And Mincha the Gabbah took it out. So the Rav, the Klikoyish, started to yell on him. So he told the Klikoyish, I'm Fashtenish. Mitzvah Slav Lehen Es Nitnu. Ma'aseh Shabbos is a Isur Hanor. I'm reading Kriyas HaTeir, what is the problem? So he told him, Mitzvah Darabon Adam Choshesh. I'm like the shit is that Mitzvah Darabon Adam is also. At Chilu, Mitzvah Darabon, we don't say Mitzvah Slav Lehen Es Nitnu.
Is it the Magan Ram say that he say a prophet in Tanakh, Mitzvah
So he wanted to bring a raya from that sefer that Shtayim Mikra Vechatav Gam also be also. So he asked L'chure, but it's also a mitzvah here. But if you fashteit good belongings, listen carefully, it's mamish L'korav Zerze. I want to explain. It's two nekudas. This is klal that what he wanted to ask the Katchila, if we choshesh to the Rabbonot, for mitzvah slav lehen es nitnu. So for Shtayim Mikra Vechal Targum, you're right, I was learning Mitzvah Slav Lehen Es Nitnu. But when I do Shtayim Mikra, I'm Mekayim, I'm happy. I did a Shtayim Mikra, yeah? So I was Mekayim the Mitzvah of doing Shtayim Mikra. And then Torah says mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. But the Rabbanon would not say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. So my enjoyment is that I was becoming mitzvah Rabbanon. So you're right that I'm doing a mitzvah deraisa, but in the same time I'm doing a mitzvah Rabbanon, and in a mitzvah Rabbanon we say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu.
Not like
Rashi. What?
Not like the
Rashbam.
Like anytime you have a mitzvah deraisa that's mixed with the derabanan, you can't do it because maplitz is.
Right? Mitzvah deraisa is it? Like the Rashbam. If we hold it in the Rabbanon, we also have a problem, and mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. This is what Be'etzer Moshtayim Mikro. What is the tzad not like that? Lemaisa I mekayim a mitzvah. Lemaisa I mekayim a mitzvah in the same time? Now I'm listening carefully. Listening carefully. The zustel to the kli kodesh hat nicht kein shayches nicht. Why? In the case of the kli kodesh, the person that took out the sefer Torah, if he would not fix the sefer Torah, he would also have a mitzvah talmud Torah. Right? Lo yotzei, he would not fix the sefer Torah, and he would open the sefer Torah to read. He would not mekayim mitzvah talmud Torah. It's mekayim. So what he's nene for the Sefer Torah is not the Rabbanon. It's not the mitzvah deraisa. No. I can't learn without the light. I can't learn without the light. So when I'm learning, I need the light. So you're right, there's a physical anoa behind the mitzvah. Here, the anoa is not from the reading. I'm not from the Sefer Torah. The mitzvah Talmud Torah doesn't need the Sefer Torah. The Talmud, the Ainu, with the Sefer Torah, without the Sefer Torah, without fixing the Sefer Torah, the mitzvah would also be here. So you're right that I'm doing a mitzvah now. But this is for sure. You're right that here we have to be mechalik. When I'm doing a mitzvah, when I'm reading Lo Yiraneir, so the pshat is this mitzvah that reading Lo Yiraneir, you're right that I have a physical anoa at the same time of kiyum mitzvah. Here, the reading and the anoa, it's not the anoa from the reading, from learning Talmud Torah, I'm glad to also know that I'm a kiyum mitzvah. I have an anoa that it fixed the Sefer Torah. The anoa from the Sefer Torah doesn't have shaykhs to the mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't need the Sefer Torah. The mitzvah doesn't need the Sefer Torah to be fixed, to be read. I don't need the light for doing the mitzvah. Here the pshat is, I can't read, I can't go into the mikveh, only to this mikveh. Avad yesh lechalik too, we have to, from Ayin Heitev, the Tzushtal, to the Klei Kodesh, to the case of Shtai Mikro, but again, most boys came hold that Avada with the Rabbanon and its Mutter, especially, they want to say that even if we say that the mitzvah the Rabbanon, we don't say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. But it could be if the Isur is the Rabbanon, so lekula alma you say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Because the ganze Isur of Anoas Maise Shabbos could be is the Rabbanon. But we're going back, so the Shaila is Be'etzem, and this Be'etzem is the Shaila also. You think it's not Negeh, it's Negeh a lot of times. A person that has a meisah here in yeshiva, it was a sukkah, it was blew a wind, blew off the sukkah. So the guy came and fixed it in Shabbos. You told the guy, fix it in Shabbos. Shall you allow to sit in the sukkah or not? Pashas not, meisah Shabbos. He's a commercial tshuva and a tshuva. Mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. Meisah Shabbos, why am I not allowed to go in? Mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. Medicine, we have here a new heter to change kol ha'tir kulo. So again, the shaila is Be'etzem, why Alamon we have a Yisur of Ma'aseh Shabbos? So I'm saying, on Sukkah Pashas, you'll be allowed to go in. Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu.
On the first day.
What? The first day when you have a mitzvah. Again, you're not allowed to tell him to do it. Again, you have Yisur to tell a guy. You're not allowed to do Aveiros. But after the mitzvahs, they are not called that a man of Ma'aseh Shabbos. But the shaila is legabei all of the ma'acholim of Shabbos. Why we can't say, I will enjoy the ma'acholim, al mitzvah slav le'enes nitnu. Yeah, I'm not saying to eat in these hotels because this is the shayla of an isur achila. But when they cook in Shabbos, and they get a sachmol in kiddushim in America, the tea and all this hot water, an hour ago it was not cooked. Yeah, you leave by night, nothing is hot. In the morning, everything is hot. Yeah, it's one of the pila abri in America. Yeah, all these kiddushim.
You got
mitzvah zaynik. Well, mitzvah zaynik, right? So this is what I'm asking. Mitzvah lab. So here's the shayla. The shayla is when the mitzvah Reb Avraham Minahar brings down. We don't paskin him. Reb Avraham Minahar brings down is a halacha not allowed to learn in a sefer from a mudar ano. Shayla, why mitzvah slav leenes nitnu? So the ktsoy is the poskim can learn because it's a different reason because he spoiled the sefer. But Reb Avraham Minahar says because the ikar limud is to have gishmak and learning. The Iglital in the Akdoma says that lishmo doesn't mean elik kedusha. Lishmo means to enjoy the sugya. Guy could tell you with a shocker with jacket. This is going. This is not a shocker to lishmo. Lishmo learning is to sit and to learn and fashtei tarash, but that's his teira lishmo. All the other things are stam. What? Right. What? I said because we don't pass in the Oynei Giyonte. We don't pass in that it's us. But what steht in the Oynei in Reb Avraham Minahar? Steht in Reb Avraham Minahar that why Talmud Torah will not be a heter of Mitzvah Slav Leenes Nitnu? We don't pass in Reb Avraham Minahar. Because while the mitzvah, the matore of the mitzvah is anoy, the matore of the mitzvah is anoy, when the matore of the mitzvah is anoy, you can't say mitzvah slav lehenes nit. Avad, the belongs, you have to ma'ayin a little bit. Why? If it's no anoy, it's no anoy. We have to know, what is the pshat? If this is the matore, so then we still don't say mitzvah slav lehenes nit. Rashi says, if the pshat be'etzem is anoy, just...
The mitzvah to have a kusha, no? I mean, uspi, no?
What?
The mitzvah to have a nur, what's mitzvah to have it's like a mitzvah to have a
so Hashem said to have it, but if Gzeiras Melech is, I don't enjoy it. If it's enjoyment, like he was saying, just that this, we don't count it, some of the mitzvahs to have anoy, we do count it. If when you have a mitzvah, you don't have anoy, so what if the mitzvah is to have anoy? Mechatez it will change. Mechatez it will change. But if we'll say, so b'meile ken zayin zog develt, in oynek Shabbos, the mitzvah, I remember I saw Rav Scheinberg writes it once, I couldn't find it now. I was a bocha, I remember, we were asking the shayla, why you're not allowed to eat macholes or suas, yisur ha-noi for suda Shabbos, yeah? By yisur ha-noi, by klayim, all these things, but there's no yisur ha-chile. The things that have yisur ha-noi, buy them for Shabbos, Bill. Nowadays also have a Yisur Achilles, so it's no head. But now we're asking the Maisa and Maisa Shabbos. So it can't say if the Chefze of the Mitzvah is Anoe, if the Chefze of the Mitzvah is the Anoe, so it can't say that they would all say Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitro. This is Be'etzem with Reb Avraham Minahar says. This is Be'etzem with Reb Avraham Minahar says. And the answer with this, the same Kashif and Tzitzis. This is a shayla in mitzvah tzitzis, if you chayv in tzitzis, if you're not enjoying the levisha. Pashtis, you are yoytze. But it's not machmirim lemoshe, then I hope nishta zeh. Moshe, some people don't go with wool in the summer, because the time that if you, it's too hot, it's not called a ma'ez levisha. What?
The raf mibu,
the shoe. What?
The shoe
has to be roi levisha, but the shayla is you have to have a no. Because the dearly Gemara God calls the shoe mitzvah slav leenes nitnu, and the shoe from Chalitza Gemara says mitzvah slav leenes nitnu. No kuf yud beis yivomes mitzvah slav leenes nitnu. Dachzach. So you have to know. But if we say that in a mitzvah that is a inin to enjoy, and this is the reason some people don't wear beged from wool, so we have another tell us how we learn esdei chalitza and tzitzis. So we can't say val is kilayim. I'm not nerev from the kilayim because the mitzvah made is no yisur kilayim. Weil es a mitzvah to enjoy, so das kann sein. What? Stop. We're going in a chlami. You have to know, you have to have a noah smell. But in a second, this is... So it could be, the shayla is, and everyone knows the first Rashi in Arba Pesachim. לאיך לא דומה פסח בן המנחה כדי שיהיה על המצה לתאובה. So can't say, if the mitzvahs achilas matzah, as an Indian to eat l'tehovin, so could be we don't say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. What? We don't make a bracha, no problem. What? You have to know. Moses says you have to have tam matzah for bein and tam matzah veleke. Bola matzah lo yotzo. The bein bola mor and bola matzah yotzo bola mor lo yotzo because so bola matzah yotzo. Bola matzah shleim yotzo. But shein the gemara if the marshal you ma'ariv different things that you can also tam the reshus and mevatel tam matzah. So you're not yotzo.
The mitzvah is not that new. You have to have a new. The mitzvah is not a new.
This is the shayla. If you have to have a new. So this is the tzur of the mitzvah. Like I'm saying in Oynik Shabbos, if the mitzvah is, so ken zayin is a mokum to miyashiv. Ken zayin to miyashiv. Be'etzim, you could have asked the kasha and kiddush. Now, why make Baruch Hu Hagofen and kiddush? Be'etzim. There's a mitzvah to drink. Oh, but then it could be the rabbon. So be told if mitzvah the rabbon, we say mitzvah the rabbon or not. But if we say as yes, oh, but kiddush could be, you could do a pass. Could be Me'ikar Adin. You have to know. Maybe it's no chiyuv to drink the wine be'etzem. The Ikar chiyuv is be'etzem to make a lakois. Or you could be yitzah with someone else. It's not be'etzem a chiyuv shtir mamish. So I'm saying, Medav wissen genoi. But I'm saying, Legabi learning, Lemaisa, the poiskim want to be matir. Beshas atchak l'chol apochos. If someone puts on the light. I know, there's a lot of poiskim hal nishtas. If you said over once the Maisa for the Tavim of Chasim Sefer. That they put on the light, and you know, it was a Talmud Chasam Sefer, it was a big masmid, and every time it was in time to shul, and one time on Shabbos morning, Chasam Sefer saw he didn't come to davening, so he asked the Talmudim to go to his room, and he went into his room, and they found him sitting in the room with towels around his head, and he was sitting and learning, and they asked him why. He said because the guy saw him learning by night, saw it's dark, so the guy put on the light. So he didn't want to be nerf in the light. So he just covered his eyes for a couple of minutes to learn in the meantime. He didn't realize when he came in the morning. And like this, he was sitting in the room, wrapped with towels on his head, sitting and learning not to be nerf in the light. But, okay, could be again, because he was choshish to be nerf in the light, chutz from the learning. Because Borai, he managed to learn by Alpeh also. So he didn't want to enjoy his time in matzah with the light.
It's more geschmack when you have a light on. You have a shear. I can hear the shear, right?
For some people.
You have to have the light in order to see.
For some people. Some people could learn with the Geschmack even without seeing it. Everyone if he is matzah. So I'm saying, about the Maise, I want that to be mevar. But I'm saying, and this, I said, I heard Mr. Yanke Fisher and then Yalkut Yosef, they bring down the Maise, and it's again a lot of yeshivas. A lot of times, because a lot of, I said, Sheva Borachas, if you're allowed to, if it's called a mitzvah or not, I don't know because I'm saying again, Shabbat Baruch is Mesamech, Chosin Vekala, Mesamech. So Mechur, it's Ne'anor, yeah? As I dachti, I don't think that you could be Mekel to stay. They bring down one of the kashas, is the Sharamel Afrekta Kasha. The Gemara says that Eruv, you're allowed to be Me'arev Ledvar Mitzvah with Isur Ha'anoe. But you're not allowed to be Me'arev Ledvar Reshus with Isur Ha'anoe. Why? Because mitzvah is lav le'enes litnu. So the more ma'eichet domi l'dvar mitzvah can go in beis ha-mishte. Can go in beis ha-mishte. In fact, the Sharam Melech and the Ran, tzano asa guf be'ad ha-mitzvah. So first time I don't understand. Even if the Rashbo, beis ha-mishte is called him Simchash. So steht in the Rashbo that beis ha-mishte be'etzem you'll be allowed to, even if the tzano asa guf you're allowed to. Even if the tzano asa guf, it says mashma the Sharam Melech. So, I'm saying, the shayla is be'etzem, what I'm trying to put down here, and I'm saying it's a davar chodesh by me, I don't know, I'm just now starting to learn this Indian. Avadim not to be samech on it lekatchila. I'm sure everyone that sits here comes to the shir, it's bnei aliyah chashuvim, people that stay up late, lanshishi, want to learn the sugis. But the shayla is be'emes, to be mevarer, if memokim tzirufim, the shabochas, the goy put it on, you know, shayla. The shayla is, if you have on what to be soymech, to be mitzar of these kind of svaras, you have a shayla brochas. So we'll put back up, put on back the light, yeah? Mishma say, the light went off. And I was, a couple of weeks ago, when the Rosh Hashiva went to America, it was a bit, oh, Tzerech HaYeshiva, Hashem was yada d'shmaya. So a person shtol a very choshev oynik Shabbos. Hundreds of people. It's mamish ki yada melech mamish. Very. That's what I heard b'chol of it. And I said, why I heard? I don't know. It was mamish. When I came, it was full with people. They said the table was mamish. A second after I walked in, someone leaned on the light, and the whole light went off. So, in that minute, you knew that the food is good because it's very it became very noisy. If you talk, yeah. But the guy told hundreds mamish alpha aluf because every food. There. So you know, people were discussing a guy will put on the light or not. I said, if someone put on the light, I'm leaving. So it stayed dark. The 12 o'clock light when I was stayed with the dark. Well, Hashem, it worked out like this. But then the shadow was, you know, but they have an who to be saimach. And this happens all along the Shah Brochasim. You know, you don't hold the other side, you know, hold your lap and tell the guy. Yeah? So the shayla is, but he's not allowed to. But that's Meister Shabbos, it's not Dvar Mitzvah. This is the shayla here. Oynik Shabbos, Suda Shabbos, all of these are.
Part of the meaning is.
Well, Shabbos is never part of me. Part of me is normally only on a weekday. Take a part of me, let Shabbos, you'll lose everything else. But what I'm trying to say is the Shaila is to take this, we see Reb Moshe Feinstein took it on a mikveh. Tzad Sheni, the English Moshe, the guy be Suke, he says, you're not allowed to sit. I sent tonight to Reb David, that's still in English Moshe. But if you don't have, another suki, you mitzvah. No other suki, you mitzvah. If you don't go with someone else's suki, you mitzvah. So the other suki I'm potter. Other here, other garnished. Why I'm potter? I have a mitzvah. It's a rabbi's
din. It wasn't
potter shame mitzvah. It's okay. But Hashem is enough. Suki has gone back shayo. I'm saying this is the shaila here that we're trying to make. Then we have a sugya of mitzvah slav lehen. What? Shaila of sugya. Pashtus is a ran. I'll tell you, it's more from that. It's a ran in the dorim. The ran says sugya shani yoise. The Gemara says that it's also. Frag the ran why it's also mitzvah slav lehen is nit. And the ran answers the person answer. So steht in Ran, that you're allowed to sit in the Sukkah. Verkehrt, fragt der Sharam Melech, aber lefi der Ran, anu as a guf is also. So steht in the Ran, that even lefi der Ran, to sit in the Sukkah, you're allowed to. So it's not even the Rashbo. The Ran is mashma, that the anoy from Sukkah, the Ran also be matir. So it's even mushma. So I'm saying, the Shaila is, we found it, in Limutera we found it, Shlaim Mikrobezach nicht, aber, Limutaya, for sure we found it. We found it in Lulav, someone bought a Lulav, and Ramesh said it Legabe HaMikveh. And the Shaila is again, we're telling one place we see Birkas Hanani, we see Klaim, and I'm saying, as soon as Shabbos, Avadi Layala Ladas, when Shechonoruch stayed, someone cooks something in Shabbos, it's us, so we don't say, Mrs. Slav Lehenes Nidna. So the Shaila is, when yes and when not. Mishteye, mishtenisht. Shabbos yeh, shabbos nisht. It could be taget different. It could be oynik, Shabbos the chavta is oynik. Samech chosin vekale, the Gemara calls it mitzvah. It's not mamash asuda. I'm saying, it's dvorim chadoshim. If someone has other bayadis, well, that's Hashem, I'll try to move out.
It's
not Mama Janu, it's the using it, eating it. That's the game
that's not the
I'm eating the Irish stuff, so I have to
make the
book. I have to have Mama Janu, we'll know it. You can have dinner?
But I heard
the story was that they couldn't make it out of the mikveh. Right. So,
the sequence
was a big deal.
Like,
the sequence was a big deal. I'm not saying, I'm sure. 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 I'm sure
Shever brachas da hana. It's not chas mekala. It's not chas mekala. For me, for the person that's dear, there's no mitzvah.
Who is not a mitzvah for food? Chas mekala and Jewish, but chas mekala have to leave.
Send today this to Moshe to David.
I asked. I wanted to call because Moshe Chalek Yud. You want to come out now? Chicago,
he's
my cousin. Called to find out.
When's he gonna know? When's he gonna get back to you?
I don't know why.
Oh, well, I'm curious.
I asked him, I got hold of him an hour and a half.
Call David.